This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm your host, Kyle McKinnon. We continue our Races to Watch series with another key race in Newcastle County. Republican State Representative Mike Smith is running for re-election in the 22nd House District and is being challenged by political newcomer Monica Beard as the Democrats seek to flip this seat in their pursuit of a supermajority in the State House of Representatives. Delaware Public Media's Joe Irizarry takes a closer look at the state of play in this race.
Mike Smith was first elected to the seat in 2018, taking over for Republican Joe Miro, who retired after 20 years in the House. This district has long been a Republican stronghold in the face of the blue wave of Newcastle County. The district itself includes Hocassin, Mill Creek, and North Star, and it's just north of Pike Creek. As of October 1st, there were 21,123 registered voters in the 22nd House District, with just over 8,200 registered as Democrats, almost 6,500 registered as Republicans, and almost 6,400 registered as others. Smith and before him Miro have been effective in courting the district's independent voters over the years, and that's a challenge facing Monica Beard in this race. Convincing more independents than previous Democratic candidates have in recent years in his district. Beard is running because Roe v. Wade was overturned, and she felt an urgency to think about who is representing Delawareans at a local level as more decisions are being made by state. She's also running to push political leaders in Dover to address domestic violence issues.
But I often felt like there was a divide between what was happening on the ground and those of us who are doing that service work and politicians in Dover. I would feel frustrated sometimes when a politician would come to a keynote at a conference and then leave after they spoke. I just felt like really the good information was what was happening at the conference.
Smith, who was first elected 6 years ago, ran for office in response to issues he personally faced as a caregiver for his grandmother, who raised him while starting his own family.
Working at the University of Delaware on the Star campus, kind of rebuilding what the future of Delaware is going to look like after, you know, losing the car manufacturing sites and some of the middle class. It just seemed like I was well positioned to focus on some of the issues that were really important to our state and most importantly to our district. And we've done a lot of good work together. And it's one of those things, too, as you continue on a path. It's not a path I want to continue on forever. I am a believer in you get in, you work for a period of time, and then you get out.
As for getting out, he's not ready yet, but he doesn't feel like this is a lifetime position, noting that he and his family are committed to do it another term or two. Smith sees healthcare, economic development as issues important to his constituents, with the economy as a whole topping the list in changing Delaware. Another key issue, school safety.
The safety of the teachers from students and also the safety from student to student. So that's been something that's been popping up, and I think you can look at it as a symptom of a lot of things. Some of it's coming out of COVID and resocialization. Some of it is some of the laws on the books already. Some of it is just lack of respect and learning what it means to respect another human being, respect a person in authority.
Beard says she sees a few other issues that are important to residents in the 22nd House District.
Everyone is very concerned about reproductive rights after Roe v. Wade was overturned. I think I'm also hearing a lot that people are concerned about gun violence. It's an issue that has become too worrisome in schools around the country, and a lot of parents are thinking about it here.
And Beard has some thoughts on what kind of legislation she would prioritize if she does get elected.
I think we really need to reexamine how we pay people who contract with the government who do essential work. I get frustrated when we realize that the people who, for example, investigate the most horrific child abuse aren't necessarily paid a living wage. If we believe and value our children, we need to make sure that we are taking that seriously and treating it as the essential career that it is.
If Smith returns to Dover, he says he has some unfinished business, such as legislation approving direct shipment of wine to Delawareans, which he feels is already moving in the right direction. He also wants Delaware to move to open primaries that allow independents to vote.
Allowing independents to vote in primaries, a lot of people don't realize, but when they go to get their license, they're automatically registered to vote at DMV through AVR. And then that allows them to then predetermine if they want to vote in the Republican or Democratic primary before primary. So we're kind of already doing it. So that gives us a good positioning to do that. And I think we'd be able to do that. I think we have a lot to do in terms of education.
Whoever is elected will face challenges in Dover. In Beard's case, she would be a newly elected representative dealing with lawmakers as colleagues for the first time in her career. And that doesn't just mean learning to reach across the aisle at Legislative Hall.
But in some ways, a victim of your own success, is that there can be incredible debate and disagreement and discussion within the party as much as there is between the party. So when I look at bipartisanship and working collaboratively, it's not just lurking with Republicans, but it's making sure that everyone from the most liberal Democrats to the most conservative Republicans.
As long as State Representative Smith has been in Dover, he's been in a minority party, so he realizes getting legislation passed requires a more moderate approach to draw Democrats to his side, something he's comfortable doing.
To me, it hasn't been hard to navigate Dover because I've always felt that relationships are the way that you get anything done. And I think that's why I have been able to navigate things across the aisle and won the Civility Award through the Biden Institute and won a bipartisanship award through the Future Caucus and things like that, because I like working across the aisle.
Both candidates agree on one thing, and that is the vitriol often seen, especially in national politics, needs to be tamped down. They each feel separating vitriol from legitimate policy disagreement is not only what's best for constituents, but for lawmakers everywhere. As she makes her closing arguments to voters in a 22nd House district, she wants them to consider putting children first.
I think it is so important that we think about what is still going on with our children in this state. I think a lot about how the most recent point in time count shows that so many of our children are homeless, so many of them are still hungry. I think that that is something that we can do more about. And I think by electing someone who's been working in those spaces, who does a job with children who are dealing with trauma, who are dealing with abuse, is something that is really important to make our state a more responsive one.
Beard adds she is honored to be on the ballot with other women like Kyle Evans-Gay, the Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor, and presidential candidate Kamala Harris. She notes that with more women running for office and winning in Delaware and around the country, that leads girls in her district to see a place in politics in the future. Smith's final message is a plea to come together.
Vote for moderate instead of extreme, and let's continue to build a better Delaware together. I'm a glass half full person. I don't think things are ever going to be perfect, and I don't think they're all totally bad either, but we need to create our own experience together. You need your lived experience, your life experience, your perspective that you bring with mine around a table together, and we need to get it done together.
Smith says he's proud of forming the Life Sciences Caucus because life, bio, and health science offer great careers that can be high paying, adding two-year degrees that can lead to advanced degrees to do more, and he believes focusing on these kinds of careers will help Delaware's economy. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Joe. And stay with us, we get an update on where Delaware stands with PFAS contamination as the state continues to battle the presence of the so-called forever chemicals in its water supply. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.